FC United hearts were broken as Bradford Park Avenue grabbed a last-minute 1-0 winner in extra time to secure promotion into the Conference North. It was the cruelest of blows for the United players and fans who had given it all on an afternoon where victory held such significance. But, as was the case in Colwyn Bay a year ago, it wasn't to be the men in red. The Reds came into a game with a late change in between the sticks as James Spencer, who has been ever-present in this season's league campaign, was replaced by John Worsnop after Spencer had injured his finger working on Saturday. But the Reds weren't put off by the change and began the game brightly, quick into the tackles and for the most part looking the better of the two teams. As is often the case with finals, the game became a little tentative and the football didn't flow as freely as would usually have been the case between these two teams. But that didn't put the crowd off, who despite their limited numbers for safety reasons, were of a fine voice all the way through. The best opportunity of the opening period fell to Mike Norton in the box, whose quick shot in the blocks deflected off an Avenue defender and creeped just wide of the home team's goal. In the second half, it was the home team who looked more likely to score, and they had large amounts of possession in the second 45 minutes, putting United on the back foot and forcing the Reds into high, long balls up the pitch, which were noticeably frustrating manager Carl Margeson on the sidelines. United had two great opportunities to open the scoring. Firstly, when Carlos Rocca fired a free kick just over the Avenue bar, and then Jake Cottrell. He fired from outside the box and forced a great touch over the bar from Avenue keeper John Lamb. Margie moved to put Nicky Platt and Ashley Mulholland on for Rocca and Stephen Johnson in a bid to bolster the midfield and add some fresh legs to the front line. But as the game drew on, you got the feeling it was going to be settled by one goal or even the dreaded penalty shootout. At the end of normal time, the players looked tired and out on their feet. But then the fans came into life just before extra time kicked off, and this proved as an adrenaline shot for the Reds, who began brightly in stoppage time and came out on the attack. Despite their best early efforts coming forward, there was no way through for the Reds, who looked like they needed the rest after the first 15 minutes was up, as the flow of the game returned to Bradford's favour. The second half of extra time again followed the same pattern as most of the game, as both teams had good spells, but nothing substantial, and it looked as though the game was heading for a nerve-wracking finale in the form of penalties. But it was to be an even crueler blow than losing out in a shootout for United, as a ball fired up across the edge of the six-yard box was bundled home by Tom Greaves to put Avenue a goal up and leave United no time whatsoever to find a reply.
Give it to the number eight. Backs the goal, wow. Makes the turn.
Oh, what a great little turn that
Wake
was.
Wake up, lads. You've got to get a foot in. Just flicked over to the far post. SC United trying to close Bradford down. It's on the far side.
Tom Greaves.
Bradford have just, Tom Greaves has just stabbed it home. And it's strange enough, they've, the Bradford fans have invaded the playing area.
Yeah, the referee's got to boot them all now, hasn't he? For leaving the pitch.
Well, I would think Bradford's health and safety. People might have a word with that.
Every man, woman, dog, blow-up doll and toy meerkat put their all into the game. And it was fitting that the Red Army went onto the pitch to console with their red-shirted heroes and thank them for another hard-fought campaign. Being beaten right at the end was a cruel way to lose, but the red flag will fly high once more.
Obviously the fans are on both.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see how proud the SC United support is. And the players are still there. I mean, Mike Norton's gutted, absolutely gutted there. You can see just in front of the league officials.
He's probably a bit dizzy as well, the passion he's had this afternoon.
Yeah. Play Norton.
Play Mike.
It will be indeed, and we'll say welcome to Whit Albion, Grantham Town. Oh, no. Little lad there, always distraught with his dad that we've lost his playoff final.
Well played, Spinner. We'll need to listen to the bagpipes and we'll see you next season.
This one right now with this lot singing this.